In a 6-1 vote, the council voted with overwhelming support to approve the three designers to conceive the new $55 million city project. Last month, a 5-member jury shortlisted 3 finalists to imagine ways to design the St. Pete's next pier, which will be the 3rd redesign of the pier since the first one from the 19th century. City architect Raul Quintana said that picking finalists among a highly talented list of candidates was a rather difficult choice to make.
And again, the list initially was just a phenomenal list of absolutely some of the best urban design architect, landscape architects in the country and around the world. We had a tremendous response, and the semi-finalist list that the jury developed were all worthy, and it was an extremely difficult decision, difficult for me to watch, and I'm sure difficult for the jury to go through to narrow it down to 3. But the 3 that were selected, Michael Maltzen, Architecture Inc., Bjarke Ingels Group, Big, and West 8 with Allied Works are what we want to talk a little bit about.
Finalist Michael Maltzen has been noted for designing bridges in the past and has been praised for proposing St. Pete-specific ideas.
About a 500-acre development, and it seamlessly integrates the architecture and the structure and the landscape. And it's more than just the connection of 2 banks. There's a park on either side, and the way that the bridge widens in the middle, and the way that they handled the differentiation between the pedestrian and the automobile and the different means of access somewhat maybe lends a little bit of where they may be going with the pier. It's just some notions that they had about access and connectivity.
Architecture firm Big has been noted for bringing real innovation to the table by integrating ski slopes into the design of one of their buildings in Copenhagen, Denmark.
A 475-unit, highly sustainable development with sloping green roofs. Just a very interesting project that also won a number of awards.
The 3rd finalist, West 8, is known for working on Governor's Island in New York and also a big highway tunnel project in Spain.
A $580 million development in the city of Madrid to recapture the riverbank along a highway tunnel. And West 8 was the designer of the master plan.
But City Council member Wenge Newton was the only dissenting vote. He had several questions about the budget for the project. $535,000 has already been spent on paying jury members and other related costs, but that doesn't include any of the design. Today's proposal included $150,000 for the designers, which would bring pre-construction costs around $800,000. Talking with Quintana, Newton found out that money is not included in the $50 million for construction.
Is that about right? $45 million we have?
Yeah, $45 million for the work over the water.
And then $68 million off of there.
Yep.
And that's including the $875 you estimate?
No, that is not included.
Not included,
no.
Jury member and City Council member Leslie Kern was glad to see that all the architects would design their projects to mesh well with downtown St. Pete, since they've integrated past projects with the surrounding communities.
But all of them had worked with communities, and we felt that was very, very important, that they didn't just look at designing a building to sit on the waterfront. They looked at designing a space and integrating the entire community into that.
Councilmember Steve Cornell was impressed by hearing Stanley Sadowitz's bold statements about the architects of the new Dolly Museum in the media.
You know what we might do? What we might say things like, well, the Dolly's great, so let's try to get that firm to do it. And he's like, no, we have a Dolly. Let's get something totally different. Let's get something, creative and unique to St. Petersburg. And I'm very excited that those professionals are looking at our city the way they are, and the whole international community is looking at our city, and Chicago can take some lessons from us, I guess.
Designs are expected to start coming in within the next few months and should be presented mid-December. You can find out more information on our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.